rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week on the Manic Monday Show, we have Matt to talk about Crypt of Dracula, and you can win a prize.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
This is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega! My name is David, people call me Bastard, but sometimes they also call me KC. So welcome to the show, you're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24-7, and we just played some Ikaruga! That was Butsutekai, the boss theme, the first boss of the game, celebrating the release of Ikaruga on the Switch. With the amazing vertical monitor setting, which is really nice. I haven't bought the game yet for myself, but I've tried it on a friend's Switch, and it's awesome. It's amazing. It's a great game. So I really have to get it at some point, but you know, not enough money for all the games. So yeah, I'm gonna have to hold off on that for a little bit. But Ikaruga, you should get it on the Switch. It's an awesome Dreamcast classic, an arcade classic. So please do. The vertical monitor, not monitor, the vertical console setting is amazing. You can, you know, rotate your Switch and use it vertically, and it really changes how you play the game. It's awesome. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's another week. Another week, so many possibilities, maybe even endless possibilities. No. Not really. But yeah, you can do anything. I'm gonna stop now. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. It's the start of a new week and the start of your Radio Sega Live week. So I'm here for another episode of the Manic Monday Show. We started off the show with some new stuff, new songs that we've added to the playlist recently. So we had the first one was the Taku Takahashi remix of Last Surprise from Persona 5. This was obviously from Persona 5 Dancing Star Night, one of those interesting rhythm game spin-offs of the Persona series. Then we had Transition 2018 by Yuzo Koshiro from A Skirt. Interesting crossover, to say the least. And the last one was Butsu Tekai by Hiroshi Yoshi from Ikaruga. So yeah, this is going to be an interesting show because interesting like new stuff that's been added to the playlist recently, but we're always getting a little interview with Matt, great guy. So Matt's from Pixel Pusher and he's working on a brand new Mega Drive game called Crypt of Dracula. Anyway, yeah, so Crypt of Dracula is coming to the Mega Drive / Genesis soon-ish. So it's currently in development. So if you want to learn more about this upcoming game, stay tuned to the Manic Monday Show coming up in a few minutes, in like half an hour or something. We'll have Matt on the show. A Winner Is You is also back with another another edition of Memories of Sega. This week, focusing on a shmup or shump if you're a Winner Is, or if you're I Need Fruit. So shmup for everyone else, but just for I Need Fruit, a shump. And we'll learn about that in a few as well. And obviously, there's a lot of music and there's a game to play. So this week, after last week's Say My Name finale, this week we won't be getting. So there's apparently something wrong with the stream, I think. Not really sure what it is. Hopefully it's fixing itself. Okay, but as I was saying, I was talking about the game. Yes, so you were probably expecting a new edition of Say My Name after last week's finale with Rexy taking the win. But this week we have something else. So this week we have the return of that game we played like a couple of months ago, that little quiz game we had. And so I thought we don't have a name, so I'm gonna go with the most original name, because we have Say My Name, so how about Take My Quiz? So this is Take My Quiz. We don't have like an intro for this, so imagine Sir Jay singing, "Take my quiz, take my quiz, take my quiz, take my quiz," or something. Yeah. Anyway, let's change the bad music to something a little more, you know, appropriate. So it's time for Take My Quiz, a quiz game we have every so often on the show, on the Manic Monday Show. This is an interesting game because it doesn't work as you probably expect it to. So this time, we're going to have a little change in rules from the usual Doomgirl says take my juice. Take my juice, take, yes, hold my beer, or maybe, I don't know. So this thing is, you need to have some Sega education to play this game, and you also have to be fast. So everyone can take part, everyone can win points every time, because it's not that hard, but to win the game, you really have to have some Sega education. So the thing is, I'm going to have four different questions for you guys throughout the show, and each question has like three options. So they are multiple choice questions with three options to pick from. And you'll have to be very fast, because if you are the first person, the fastest person to send me the correct answer to each question, you'll get 5 points. So 5 points for the fastest person to send me the correct answer, 3 points for the second fastest person, and everyone else gets 3 points. Gets 1 point, sorry. Confusing. So 5 points for the first answer, 3 points for the second answer, and everyone else gets 1 point. Okay, so that's how this works. You'll have to be very, very fast if you want to take part in this Take My Quiz game. Take my quiz. One more thing. You get unlimited guesses, so you can send me, you know, as many guesses as you want until you get it right. But you have until the end of the respective music break to send me those answers, so you don't have unlimited time. But you want to be the fastest one, so, you know, brush up on your Sega education in the like 5 seconds left until the first question is asked, and then let's take part and take my quiz. You have to be on Discord, obviously, so send me a DM on Discord if you want to take part. Let me know your answer. Don't share the answer with everyone else in the main chat. That's crazy and foolish. Don't do that. Okay, so let's start with the first question of this new edition of Take My Quiz. So maybe an alert is needed. Yes, incoming question. Question number one for everyone in the Discord chat, and by the way, you can join us at radiose.ga/discord. I forgot to mention this. This is very important. So if you're listening to us, and let me stall for a bit to allow you to join us, and if you're not on Discord, radiose.ga/discord. That's how you can take part. Question number one is the first question with 3 options. And so question number one is, what's the name of the protagonist of Ikaruga? What's the name of the protagonist of Ikaruga? Option A, Shinra. Option B, Shinzuku. Option C, Shinjo. Shinra, Shinzuku, or Shinjo. Okay, these are the options to take part in the first question. Shinra, Shinzuku, Shinju, go! The first person to send me the correct answer will get 5 points. 3 points for the second person and 1 point for everyone else. Let's see what happens! Ooh, this is very exciting! Let's see. And while I wait for your answers on Discord, I'm going to play more music. So let's keep going with the new music on Radio Sega. Let's go with Persona 3 now, the spin-off, Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight. This is the Hideki in the soundtrack, and it's called When the Moon's Reaching Out Stars. I have no clue what that means. You're listening to The Manic Money Show on Radio Sega. You gotta tell me you are coming over me.
playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Gave me an interesting idea. I was mentioning in the chat that I forgot to mention the prize. So this week you're playing for a prize. And Trini said, hold off until revealing the winner. That could be interesting, because you have to take part if you want to, you know, win the prize. If it's a prize that doesn't interest you, maybe you'll stop answering my questions. So this way I'll make you take my quiz. Take my quiz, take my quiz. Okay, so maybe I'll do it. I don't know. Unless everyone else asks me very, very kindly to reveal the prize in advance. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We played some awesome tracks there. So we had When the Moon's Reaching Out Stars, the Hideki Naganuma remix from a little game called Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight. Really hating these spin-off titles, because I can't memorize them. Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight, Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight. Dancing Star, it's not that hard, but you know, Dancing Star, Dancing Moon. I have a lot of things to think about, so it's hard. I'm old. Give me a break. After that, we had Ancient Weapon 1 from Panzer Dragoon Orta. And the next one was, or the last one was, Plastic Skies by Palpable and Diodes. Yeah. So that's it. Jamie says, don't listen to Trini. Trini says, don't listen to the listeners. They should work towards knowing what they could win. I'm liking Trini's train of thought. Opuside says, oh my, I'll show you my prize. I'll show you my prize if you show me yours. Anyway. Yes. Yeah. So, we'll see. I'm not really in the mood to show my prize to Opus Science. Show my prize, show my prize. This can be used for everything. Anyway, these were some nice songs. So don't forget, you can request tracks from Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight and Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight, and also a certain Magical Virtual On. You can request tracks from these games now on Radio Sega. So please do, radiosega.net, and click the playlist and requests button, and they will play on the stream very shortly. But not during live shows, because that would be silly. Yeah. During live shows, you're stuck with me and other show hosts. So it's time for the second question. I should actually tell you what the answer was. Not what the answer was, but what... I'm going to tell you everything. But first, time for a change of bad music. Yes. It's time for Take My Quiz once again. Take my quiz, take my quiz. And so in this first question, the question was, what's the name of the protagonist of Ikaruga? Celebrating the release of the game for the Nintendo Switch. And it's an awesome version of the game, by the way, an awesome port. So, options were A, Shinra, option B, Shinzuku, option C, Shinjo. And the obvious answer was Shinra. Shinra, option A was the correct one. And so let's see. With 1 point, we had Trini, Veritex, Doomgirl, and Lucas, all with 1 point. With 3 points, we had Jamie, second one to guess it correctly. And with 5 points, fastest person, Retro Bob. So Retro Bob got 5 points. Congratulations for being the fastest person to send me a message with the correct answer. So currently, Retro Bob in the lead, followed by Jamie and everyone else with 1 point. So things can change very quickly with Take My Quiz. So let's look at question number two. Question number two, I think, is fairly easy, but can be a bit confusing. So pay attention. Question two. Which of the following... Oh, I forgot Opus Science. Yes, Opus Science also gets 1 point. I'm sorry. Yeah, you were very slow. But yeah, you get 1 point as well. I forgot to add you to the list. I'm sorry. So yeah. Question two. Pay attention. Which of the following combinations of three games consists of titles that are all in Mega Drive Genesis Classics? So, we want the option that has three games, all three games, in the Sega Mega Drive or Genesis Classics compilation. Okay, recently released for PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Option A, Flicky, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Sonic Spinball. Option B, Crackdown, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Landstalker. Option C, Flicky, Sword of Vermilion, Decap Attack. Option A, Flicky, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Sonic Spinball. B, Crackdown, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Landstalker. C, Flicky, Sword of Vermilion, Decap Attack. So we want, or I want, the option that has all three games in the Sega Mega Drive or Genesis Classics. Once again, A, Flicky, Sonic 3, Sonic Spinball. B, Crackdown, Sonic 3, Landstalker. C, Flicky. Okay, let's see what happens. So that's it. And for now, it's time to play more music. It's time for a little segment we like to call
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Hey! Time for the third tracks of the week. And so it's time for... let me just take a few notes, because people are sending me some requests. Yes. So, let's see. Yeah. Okay, I'll answer you guys in a bit. So, don't forget, there's no limit to the guesses you can say. So, yeah. So, let's keep going. Third Party Tracks of the Week. This week we have requests by Electric Boogaloo and Doom Girl, and one song that wasn't requested by anyone but I wanted to play. So let's keep going and play more music. So first one is a track requested by Electric Boogaloo from Chuck Rock 2 Son of CD version. This is Snow Problem, The Fruit Mountain. Enjoy. I'll be back in a bit with more. We'll be right back.
you a supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Loves me some Sparkster. Of course, you know this one was mine. So this was with my was mine, but yeah. Yeah, this was Sparkster credits theme. And I would like to apologize to live listeners, hopefully not podcast listeners. So there's probably something wrong with my sound card. I don't think any of the previous shows have had this problem, but apparently my voice keeps cutting off for some reason. Not happening to the music, which is great. Hopefully not happening to the recording as well. But I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, apologies for that. So for the following questions of Take My Quiz, I will post the options, the choices, in the Discord chat. So if you want to take part, you need to be on Discord. So radiose.ga/discord, and you have to send me to DM me there, so you'll be able to see the options if you're in the main chat. That being said, let me tell you what we played there. So we played a couple of requests. So we had Snow Problem, The Fruit Mountain by Nathan McCree, requested by Electric Boogaloo, and from Chuck Rock 2, Son of Chuck. After that, we had You by Bad Religion from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, requested by Doomgirl, and then we had credits from Sparkster, Rocket Knight Adventures 2, Rocket Knight Adventures 2, requested by me. Okay, anyway, that's it for third-party tracks of the week. Don't forget that you can request more third-party tracks by going to radiose.ga/third-party. That's how you can request tracks from non-Sega games released on Sega consoles, or non-Sega games non-developed by Sega or not published by Sega. That's what this means. And you can request those by going to radiose.ga/third-party. That's it. Anyway, time to keep going. We're going to take a quick break from Take My Quiz, but let me tell you how things were in this last question. So, we had... the question, by the way, was very complicated, apparently. Which of the following combinations of three games consists of titles that are all in Sega Mega Drive or Genesis Classics? So, we wanted the option with three games that were all in... the compilation. Option A was Fleeky, Sonic 3 and Sonic Spinball. Sonic 3 is not in this compilation. Option B was Crackdown, Sonic 3 and Landstalker. Again, Sonic 3 is not in the compilation. C, Fleeky, Sword of Vermilion and Decap Attack. This was the correct answer. And so the fastest person to send me the correct answer was OSC with 5 points. So OSC gets 5 points. Then we had Rexy, even though she was not the second fastest person, but she was the second fastest to send me the correct answer. So she gets 3 points, and then everyone else gets 1 point. Lucas, Jamie, Retro Bob, Tweeny, Doomgirl, Veritex, and Polly B. So you all get 1 point. Currently, it looks like... So let me... like Quick maths. So let's see. So Retro Bob has 6 points. OSC also has 6 points. So Retro Bob and OSC are both in the lead right now with 6 points. Then followed by Jamie with 4 points. And then Rexy has 3 points and everyone else has 2 points. Everyone else but Polly B, who just got 1 point because he didn't take part in the first question. So I'm gonna take the next break to do the math here, and I'll get back to you on the correct standings of Take My Quiz. But the third question is coming after this next segment of the show. So it's time for our interview segment, which was supposed to be queued up right now, but for some reason it's not. Professional KC. So that's it. So it's time for the Manic Lounge, and this week our guest is Matt from Pixel Pusher. So Pixel Pusher is his company, and he's currently working on a game called Crypt of Dracula for the Mega Drive. So let's learn a bit more about that and listen to some of the game's music currently in development after the interview. So enjoy the Manic Lounge. I'll be back after this. Ooh.
Take a seat and grab a drink. This is the Manic Lounge.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. This is the Manic Lounge segment, and this week we're talking about a new and upcoming Genesis or Mega Drive game called Crypt of Dracula. So with me tonight, from Pixel Pusher, hello Matt.
Hi. Good evening.
So it's yeah, welcome to the show. So don't spoil things. It's good evening. We're recording this in the afternoon, but people don't need to know. It's the magic of the internet and pre-recorded radio. I'm kidding. So Matt, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for your time. We'll jump right into a Crypt of Dracula, but before that, so tell us a bit about yourself. So how did you get into the games industry? Were you always a big game fan, video game fan? Tell us a bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, it goes back years and years and years. So we're talking when I was 6 or 7, when I had a ZX Spectrum, which was pretty popular in the UK. First game I ever played was sort of Dizzy, if you've heard of Dizzy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people have heard of Dizzy, which was by the Oliver Twins. And yeah, I just progressed from there, moved to a NES, had a Game Boy, had a Mega Drive, had a Game Gear, I had a Mega CD, had a 32X, anything Sega based I sort of had, but the Mega Drive was like primarily the system that I had during my teens, and that is the system that I always wanted to develop for during that period. So that's how everything that's happening at the moment sort of came about, really, as a result of my teens.
Awesome. That's very interesting. So you were really a big Sega fan. So any yes. games that stood out for you at the time or still stand out?
Games that stood out for me were the Sonic games, particularly the last two, which to some people may be a bit weird, because Sonic 2 to most people is like the pinnacle, but to me it was Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles, the combined of those two. Mm-hmm. Which I really liked about the series. But I was always an RPG person. That was like my core interest. Although there weren't that many sort of huge, massive RPGs on the Mega Drive. Shining Force 2 was probably, for me, the best game on the system. I got Karna to level 99, which to some probably won't make any sense at all. But we spent months and months and months getting Karna to level 99, which was ridiculous.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah, that's insanity. That really took some doing. You won't believe how many times we sat on the last boss, having to kill the last boss repeatedly to get to that point. So it's really RPGs. Phantasy Star 4 was another one that I really liked. I particularly liked the animated cutscenes with that. And so from that sort of point, I found many years later Fonzie's website, Fonzie being like the guy that came up with Watermelon along mm-hmm. with and it was through Fonzie that I ended up working with Watermelon. Fonzie was at that point in time, many years ago, it's like 10 plus years ago, at that point in time was working on his sort of version of Choo Choo Rocket for the Mega CD, and he was doing a lot of work with FMV. He was writing his own codec at that point, and I somehow started speaking to him about it, and through sheer luck I ended up working with Watermelon, acting as a sort of mainly sort of PR and sort of customer communications person. Mm-hmm. I did the websites as well, but I got to see a lot of the behind the scenes mechanics of what was going on and what was being developed and the ideas that were being thrown around regarding Pierre Solar. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my first sort of input into a video game, and then since then I've kind of blossomed into someone working on my own games via the SGDK, which is obviously the Mega Drive development kit created by Steph. And somehow, I don't quite know how, I've ended up working with a lot of my old colleagues who used to work for Watermelon as well. So I've got Dan, who worked on Pierre Solar. I've got Lewis, who worked on Paprium. I've got Groovemaster 303, who did a lot of work on, he did some of the songs in Pierre Solar, and he's done the majority of the soundtrack for Paprium.
And also Streets of Rage Remake, he's well known for that.
Which he did some very good tracks for as well. And then we have Zabel, who worked on the Pierre Solar soundtrack, he's working on it as well. So yeah, I've got a lot of sort of old watermelon people helping me out with this. So
awesome.
Which is neat. It brings a level of quality to what we're trying to do, mm-hmm. which is always nice.
Excellent. So is this your first project, your first game as a fully fledged game developer?
I did some games work within my degree, in which I did a few games-based projects, but I've never written a game from scratch with the objective of publishing eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily I have a lot of people around me who have experience in games development and publishing. So while I can act as the key sort of core coder in these sort of things, they can give me the advice that we need to sort of make a game that's fun to play, basically.
Awesome. And so let's talk a bit about Crypt of Dracula. So Genesis, Mega Drive game, why the Mega Drive?
Why the Mega Drive? Primarily because of its ease of in terms of access to development. Steph, who developed the SGDK, has spent a lot of time creating this development kit that simplifies the process of making a game for the Mega Drive. Because prior to this, you would have had to learn assembler. And while I don't think that's something I couldn't do, it would have taken me a great deal, a lot more time to understand and get the hang of. So his kit allows me to develop things in a very rapid fashion. It allows me to do things that would take a lot more thought and a lot more time and get that done in a lot quicker fashion.
Okay, that makes sense. And so what kind of game is Crypt of Dracula?
It's the premise came from an old Spectrum, ZX Spectrum game, which was, it's a mix between a memory sort of puzzle game and a sort of RPG / dungeon crawler. At present, you start the game with a map, which you have to memorize a route around to reach a staircase, avoiding as many monsters as you can. Because every time you enter a monster room, you have to fight the monster, and you have to use a specific number of stakes that you have on your person. And every time you fight something, obviously those stakes reduce in number. So the more monster rooms you enter, the more chance of obviously dying as a result of entering that room you have. We're currently in the process of adding a fear mechanic, which will allow you to run away from monsters, and the more you run away from monsters, the more the fear you'll become obviously more and more scared, which will obviously cause you some problems. So the fear mechanic is going to mean that eventually the more you run away from monsters, the more it will result in you not being able to run away at some point and having to fight a monster.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a mechanic that I think will grow as we develop the game further. Because that was the one piece of feedback we gained at a recent convention, was that the battles needed something extra, and I think this is the extra thing that we need. I'm looking forward to fully implementing it.
Awesome. I was looking at the website, so cryptofdracula.co.uk, for people interested in checking this out. And you have some screenshots, one of them being the map, I believe, the map screen, which looks like a Minesweeper board.
It does. we're in the process of simplifying that as well.
Okay. So there are certain numbers here, then other icons here. So, and the purpose of this is to tell you where there are enemies and what rooms you should avoid and whatnot.
Yeah. So there's a mixture of rooms on that very small picture that I've just looked at myself. So there's rooms where you can pick up extra ammunition. Mm-hmm. There are various enemy rooms at the moment. On the screenshot, we have naught, which is Orlok, said, which is zombie,
Oh, okay. I thought it was two. Yeah. But yeah, zooming in, it looks like a, yeah. Not like a so number two, but a letter.
We're going to simplify the map. We're going to have just an M for monster.
Okay.
Because at the moment, yeah, it's a bit difficult to try and memorize things. So I want to simplify the process to just have an M. Square, you call it monster. We'll keep the stakes one. The staircases are up to the, you can see in the sort of top quadrant of the screen, they're like little sloped triangles.
Yep.
So the idea is we need to work on this map quite a bit, but I don't have any concerns over it at the moment.
But it looks interesting. It's an interesting premise. You have to memorize the map as best as you can, so you can traverse the level and not run out of stakes, right? Because if you run out of stakes and you enter a room with a monster, you're done, right?
Unless you use the escape mechanism. So it's
exactly.
Unless you, if your fear level's too high, then you're in trouble. So there's another mechanic, which is that after 13 moves, Dracula awakens and starts stalking you. So it's not only that you have to avoid the rooms with certain monsters in, you have to try and avoid Dracula after you hit the 30 move limit, which makes things even more complex.
So per level, right?
So there are 7 layers to the crypt. You have to get to layer 7 to find both the exit and the treasure room, which holds all the treasure that you want to try and thieve off Dracula. So
the limited number of moves is per level, or like in general? So you have like 30.
Basically, you have a 30 room head start.
Oh, it's 30, up to you how
30 room head start or 30 moves, depending on how you want to summarize it. As soon as you hit that limit, then you basically release the Dracula, whatever you call it. Dracula gets released.
Okay, unleash the Dracula. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. That adds a little extra, push, a little extra motivation to you to keep going in.
Yeah.
And choose your moves wisely.
Yes, it's very much a game of choosing your moves wisely.
Excellent. Okay, so that's an interesting concept for a Mega Drive game, right? Not sure that there are many games like this out there, so I think it will stand out, at least. So you're currently in the early stages of development, or...?
In terms of the actual game, and it's pretty much code-wise complete by this new mechanism that we're implementing. Everything else we're kind of waiting on. So basically I'm very much at the point where I'm receiving graphical content and putting it in.
Okay.
Anything else is kind of any requests we get, any bug fixes, that's the sort of stage we're at really with it. You could play it from level 1 to 7 with limited assets. Because we're basically what we're missing at the moment is the levels 2 to 7 in terms of graphics, so all the room layouts and stuff. But yeah, code-wise, it's about 90% complete.
Oh, okay. So it's not early stages, it's very advanced stages.
It's not early stage. No, we're just very much waiting on content at the moment. And then we can start properly testing it. I think the testing phase will take a while.
Awesome. And it's from a first person perspective, right? At least looking at the screenshots.
Yeah, it's very much first person perspective. Okay. There's some more things obviously we need to implement. We're particularly interested in using the sort of character face at the top corner to sort of express certain states of so when he's panicking and when he's attacking something and various other things. and there's also the watch mechanic, whereby you'll pull out a pocket watch to check what time it is in relation to Dracula Awakening.
Yeah.
So when it hits 15 minutes, he'll probably pull it out and go, oh, I've only got 15 minutes to get this done. So, yeah.
Awesome.
There's lots left to do, but okay. In terms of, yeah, code-wise, I'm pretty far on with it.
Awesome. And so, Matt, from the website, you mentioned that you hope to go to Kickstarter to fund the project. Is that still on? Are you still planning on doing this?
It's a ticking clock with Kickstarter at the moment, because we're having a mass influx of Mega Drive games on Kickstarter.
That's true.
We really are. So I don't know. It's going to be very much a question of timing. Because what the Kickstarter will act as is, it will enable me to take time out after I finish, because at the moment I'm doing a thesis for my PhD, but the Kickstarter will act as a method of us allowing us to sort of publish the game on cartridge and giving me a number of months to allow me just to purely focus on getting this to the point where it can be shipped. And that's kind of what we're targeting, what the Kickstarter's aims are in terms of what we want to do with it. I've already started to think about a number of stretch goals that we're going to have in the Kickstarter as well, but they're kind of at the moment very much ideas being floated around. But there are some unique things that we want to do with it that hopefully we'll have the opportunity to do.
Great.
All in the future, that.
Yeah. So, any plans already? Any? Do you have like a timetable in your head for when the game's scheduled to release, or at least roughly?
In terms of the Kickstarter, I'd like to aim for October, because that means I'll get everything that I need in relation to my studies out of the way, be able to focus 100% on getting what needs to be done on this game done. Timelines can slip, but as far as I'm concerned, that's the point that I'd like us to start doing things on this.
Okay. One final question. So you mentioned Groovemaster 303 is on board. So is all the music being composed by him?
It's a mixture of him and Zabel. Zabel being the Pierre Solar music composer. Zabel's tended to do the in-game music. He's done the sort of in-game eerie music. He's also he did the title screen music, while Groovemaster has done the sort of introductory sort of cutscene music. So we've got a mixture of the places I'm implementing their music are quite different.
Okay, awesome. So we look forward to the tracks that we'll be playing right now, that you kindly granted us permission to play on the show. And we also look forward to hearing more about A Crypt of Dracula. So for everyone listening to us, cryptofdracula.co.uk, right?
Yep. And you can also, obviously, there's a Twitter as well, if you want to follow us on Twitter, which is literally Crypt of Dracula.
Okay, that's it. And so links will be in the description of the podcast, and we'll also tweet about this during the show. So, Matt, thank you very much for coming on the Manic Monday show, for coming on the Manic Lounge segment. All the best for Crypt of Dracula. All the best for your PhD as well.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well. And hopefully you can come back soon and tell us a bit more about how the game is in the future.
Yes, be happy to.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
The Manic Lounge. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Listening to the Manic Monday Show with KC.
Master 303 there with Stained Glass Haze from the upcoming Crypt of Dracula. And by upcoming, I mean, wait a bit. So, closer to the end of the year, you'll have the Kickstarter up to support the game, the development of the game. And so, more news on that soon. So, stay tuned to Radio Sega for news on Crypt of Dracula, or you can go to cryptofdracula.co.uk or follow at cryptofdracula on Twitter for more info. Many thanks to Matt for coming on the show and for being such a great guest and for allowing us to play some music from the game. Awesome news for Mega Drive / Genesis fans. People who enjoy playing new games on their classic Sega 16-bit consoles. That being said, let me just tell you what we played from the game. We played Bach by Anders Tegengren. Also from Anders, we had Haunting, and also by Anders, we had Sculling Around. Then we had Stained Glass Haze by Groovemaster 303. Radio Sega fans should be quite familiar with Groovemaster 303 because of Streets of Rage Remake and also because of Paprium. We had a Sega Lounge episode focusing on Paprium a few months back, and And we also played music from Paprium, music by Groovemaster 303 then, so you probably are familiar with him. And also, not sure if I have it here as... Actually, I don't have the other one, but I have this one, for example, from Streets of Rage Remake. So that's it. Groovemaster 303! Jungle Bass from Streets of Rage Remake. Yeah, so this is a nice way to talk about what's coming next. And coming up next, yeah. Yeah, that's enough of that. Groovy, though. So, coming up next is... Take my quiz. Yeah. Stop that, Groovemaster. Ah. Okay. Let's keep going with Take My Quiz. So, as I said before, currently in the lead we have both RetroBob and OSC with 6 points, followed closely by Jamie with 4 points, Rexy has 3, and then Tweeny, Veritex, Doomgirl, and Lucas have 2, and Polly B 1 point. So, things can still change. We have 2 questions to go. And the next one is question number 3. Remember, you have to be the fastest one to send me the correct answer. And there's also the little detail that's not usual in our show, that you can, you have, limitless guesses. So you can keep guessing if you get it wrong the first time. So that is until the end of this next segment. So that's it. When we come back, entries are closed. So let's move forward with question number 3. I'm gonna post question number 3 in the Discord chat first, so let's post it there first, and then I'm gonna tell you what it is. So what's the name of the fifth zone Hedgehog 2? A. Hilltop, B. Casino Night Zone, C. Aquatic Ruin Zone. So that's the question, and those are the answers. Who gets it first? Okay, so that's your answers. DM your answers, we'll see what happens. Let's move forward. Let's keep going. It's time for this.
Memories of Sega.
And this week, Memories of Sega focus on Hellfire, another shmup, or shump, if you're on it fruit. It was used back to Hellfire in the Mega Drive or Genesis. But first, let's play a song from that game. This is Egypt. You're listening to the Manic Money Show on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
from the 90s to the present. Take a trip back in time with A Winner Was You as he looks back at the Sega games that defined his life. Memories of Sega.
Since I've already covered Zero Ring and Trucks in the past, I feel now might be a good time to complete the Holy Mega Drive Toa Plan Trinity with Hellfire, which was released on the console in 1991. Although these three games weren't the only Toa Plan titles to be released on Mega Drive, there are several more, they're the ones most fans tend to talk about. So, what's Hellfire about? Well, obviously it's another shooter, and a horizontal one at that. But what sets this one apart is the ability to change the direction your ship fires, which is a skill you must master if you're going to make it out of this one alive. The weapons themselves aren't massively interesting, but you do get an additional weapon that never appeared in the original arcade game, a powerful but limited fire blast known as a Hellfire, which decimates anything that gets in its way. Despite the weak weapons, this is nonetheless a top-notch blast which easily ranks in the console's top shooters. I can't quite remember the first time I saw this game, but my earliest memory of it was in a review of an issue of Sega Power magazine. It got a score of 84% and was well received in other magazines as well. The shoot-em-ups didn't really appeal to me back then. A few years later, I was looking for a new game to buy for my Mega Drive and found a pre-owned copy of a game. I decided to pick it up and give it a go, but when I did, I didn't really enjoy it. I found myself really struggling to get anywhere with it and couldn't get very far in the first stage. I'd say I was playing it wrong back then. I was always using a four-way diagonal shot, when I really should have been switching directions depending on the situation. Nonetheless, I wasn't terribly impressed. Even the music, which I heard was really good, failed to interest me that much. I soon got rid of it, but over the years I gained a far greater appreciation of shoot-em-ups in general and decided I should really give Hellfire another chance. I got that chance last May when I found a copy at London Comic Con. Naturally, I bought it, and after playing it again, and properly this time, I found myself enjoying it a lot more. I even managed to beat the first stage without losing a single life, but then I ended up losing more in stage 2. So yeah, it's definitely a tough cookie, but what kind of shooter would it be if it wasn't, eh? Hellfire is definitely a game I was really hard on back in the day. I think it was mostly to do with the fact I couldn't play it very well. In 2018, my skills at these kinds of games have only slightly improved, and I could never hope of beating a game like this, but I would enjoy them a lot more than I did in the past. Better to enjoy a hard game you'll never beat than to play a hard game you can beat but are simply not enjoying, I always say. It helps that the presentation Hellfire is quite good. The graphics are very nice and the stages all look unique. I especially like the Egyptian theme of stage 2. And while I wasn't a huge fan of the music back then, much like the rest of the game, I've since found a new appreciation for it. It's really a very good soundtrack. With that, I can safely say that this is a great addition to any Mega Drive owner's library and rounds off the likes of Zero Ring and Truxton very nicely. A must for any shooter fan.
Memories of Sega.
Share your own memories of the game by joining us live on Discord next week. You can also send a voice recording or written message by email to casey@radiosega.net.
Fire. This is Jumping Roll, requested by A Winner Was You, and he asked me to play these two tracks, Jumping Roll and Egypt, from the game. And we also heard his Memories of Hellfire. So Veritex was actually making a good point about checkpoints in shmups. So there's something you need to know about Hellfire. So Hellfire is a shmup, and it's really hard. I tried playing it this weekend, and I did exactly what Owen Wazoo said he did the first time he played it. I always use the four-way diagonal shot, and it works for a few seconds, and then you know you need to change it up, and that's where I, you know, I lost my marbles, because it's really hard. I'm no good at shmups, but this one is very very hard. But apparently Veritex was making a point about checkpoints in shmups. So this, in this game, when you lose, so there's like a few checkpoints along the way, and if you lose a life, you'll get back to the start of that checkpoint. So you have to repeat the whole section. I thought he was saying you should just die and restart the whole level, but no, he just wanted to get back where he died, so no need for a checkpoint. That I can agree with. That I can agree with. Yeah, checkpoints are dumb in that case. It makes the game a bit harder. Yeah, I agree. That I can agree with. Anyway, if you want to share your own memories of Hellfire, you have two options. So you can just tell me what you think of the game that you played a few years ago, or you can try the game this week and then get back to me next Monday on the Manic Monday Show and tell me what you thought of it. So Hellfire, available for the Mega Drive, obviously, so you know, do your thing, whatever you want to do, just try and find the game and play it. Hellfire, a shmup that is very, very hard. It's like hell. Fire. Fire from hell. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Yes, thank you very much to A Winner Was You for his thoughts, his memories of Hellfire. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Next week, it's your turn to share your own memories of the game. So come back next week, or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net if you want to, or even a DM on Discord if you have some thoughts you want the world to know about Hellfire. Jamie says, just say emulate it. No, I would never do that. I would never say that. No, it's not amazing.
Fantastic here!
No, shut up, Take-san.
Linda, push.
No! Age! Anyway, fun fact about that Age sound clip. It's not Take-san saying it. I think I've said this a couple of years back, maybe during the Radio Sega Stop 40 countdown days, but this is not Take-san. This is the man introducing Take-san to the audience. Before Take-san comes out, he's like, audience, let's go, Age! And so, yeah, people are like, Age! And he's like, Age! Yeah. But it sounds like him. Age! Yeah, but it's not Takenobu Mitsuyoshi. Anyway, let's keep going. Time for Take My Quiz! Before I share the last clue, I'm going to tell you what the prize is as well. Ooh, but let's play the bad music. Ooh, nice. This is from Phantasy Star Online 2, by the way. Very nice piece of music. So, let's take a look at the current state of the leaderboard. So, after three questions, we have someone new in the lead. Oh, damn, I haven't updated the leaderboards on my computer. Okay, so let me just quickly do that. It's quite easy, because it's just almost 1 point for everyone. Okay, that's done. So, let's take a look at the last question that we had, question number three. What's the name of the fifth zone? in Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Fifth, as in number 5, zone number 5. Option A was Hilltop Zone, option B Casino Night Zone, option C Aquatic Ruin Zone. The correct answer was A, Hilltop Zone. And the fastest person to send me the correct answer was Rexy with 5 points. So she was very, very fast. She was, you know, clearly the fastest person to send me the correct answer. She was followed by, drumroll, she was followed by Polly B, who got 3 points, was the second fastest, and everyone else got 1 point. Retro Bob, Doom Girl, Veritex, Jamie Tweeney, OSC, and Lucas. Everyone else got 1 point. So, at this stage, things are looking quite close. And so, first place, right now, Rexy, with 8 points. And she didn't even take part in the first one. So, 8 points for Rexy. 7 points for both Retro Bob and OSC. 5 points for Jamie. 4 points for Polly B. And everyone else has 3 points. Tweenie, Veritex, Doomgirl, and Lucas. So, that's it. People are saying the lag is killing the game. No, the lag is the same for everyone else. So Veritex is blaming the lag. So there's obviously a bit of lag between the time I'm speaking and the time you can hear me, but that's the same for everyone. So don't blame the lag. Blame your lack of Sega education. The last question is very, very, very hard. So, whoever takes this will probably win. Unless it's one of the guys with, like, 3 points, but I don't know. So, which of the following Sonic the Comic characters is an echidna and also an enemy of Knuckles? So, that's the question. Okay. Which of the following Sonic the Comic characters? So, this is not from the Archie comics. It's from the Sonic the Comic UK version, right? Which of the following Sonic the Comic characters is an echidna and also an enemy of Knuckles? A. Max Gamble. B. Dr. Zachary. C. Omen. Max Gamble, Dr. Zachary, Omen, go! The fastest person will get 5 points and will probably win this. Let's see who the fastest one is. Let's see. Okay, and we have the fastest person already. And the second fastest. So, let's see what happens. Let's see if anything changes with this. And we'll see who the winner is. Okay, so that's it. Keep them coming. I will tell you who the prize. The prize is Sonic the Hedgehog Funko Pop. Again, just like last time. So last time, Skyblaze or Skyblaze's husband won a Funko Pop, a Sonic themed Funko Pop. So we have Dr. Eggman, Sonic, Shadow, a few ones. So you can look for them on the interwebs. And so that's your prize. You can pick one of the Funko Pops. Sonic Funko Pops. And I will send it to you. Okay, so the winner will win a Funko Pop. And did you see the recently announced Altered Beast Funko Pops coming? I know many people don't like Funko Pop figures. I love them, but yeah. There are Altered Beast Funko Pops coming soon. So yeah, really excited about that. Anyway, I'm going to play more music while you send me some more guesses. Maybe wrong ones or not, I don't know. And we're going to start with another... A certain magical virtual on track. That's it. This is Exotic Drift on the Manic Monday Show.
Missed a previous episode of the show or want to listen to this one again?
Come on!
Download it on Radio Sega or stream it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast service of choice.
Oh, yeah!
Make my decision. This time it could be my moment. Is this a mirage or just to fulfill my mission?
Monday Show with Casey.
from Yakuza Ishin. This is Song of Restoration. Closing off that batch of music there, that block of music. The last one, actually, before we say goodbye. Before that, we had Mito with Rivers in the Desert, or in the Desert. Yeah, Rivers in the Desert. Mito remix from Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight. So Star Knight 5, Moon Knight 3. Let's see if I can remember that for the next time I play something from these games. The first one was Exotic Drift, a Yuzo Koshiro track from A Certain Magical Virtual On, aka Tuaru Majutsu no Virtual On. I don't know. Something like that in Japanese. Yeah, so that was those were the tracks we just played, and it's time. Ooh, it's time, people. This was so close. I can't even begin to tell you how close this was. Fun thing. Fun thing is, it was really, really close. But we have a winner. 1 point lead, but yeah, we have a winner. Let's look at the fourth and final question. Fourth question was, which of the following Sonic the Comic characters is an echidna and also an enemy of Knuckles? Option A, Max Gamble. Option B, Dr. Zachary. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. Option C, Omen. So option B was the right one, and the fastest person to send me a correct guess was Tweety. So he got 5 points, and he got 8 points in total, which is very, very amazing. Not just amazing, but very, very amazing. Then we had Jamie, who was the second person to send me the correct answer. He got 3 points, so he also got 8 points at the end. And then everyone else, and by everyone I mean Retro Bob, Veritex, Lucas, Polly B, and Rexy, they all got 1 point. Which means, so let's see, with 3 points we have Doomgirl, with 4 points we have Lucas, with 5 points we have Polly B, with 7 points we have Opus Science Collective, who didn't take part in the last one. Maybe he would have won if he only had tried. 8 points for Retro Bob, Jamie, and Trini, and with 1 point more, so 9 points, the winner is Rexy again, just like last week. So Rexy wins a Sonic Funko Pop with just a 1 point difference, and not even taking part in the first question. So how is that possible? It's amazing. So congratulations to Rexy. I really feel bad though. Let's take some time to acknowledge Polly B, who could have won this so easy, because let me explain what happened. So Polly B sent me 2 wrong answers before everyone else even tried to guess. He sent me 2 wrong answers. I had the time to slowly and calmly tell him he was wrong the first time. He sent me the other wrong answer. I still had time to say nope. And then Tweety sent me the correct answer, then Jamie, and etc. So if Polly B had given me the correct answer, he would have won this. Hands down. And with... Oh, he wouldn't have won. Wait. We would have had a tie. Ooh, that would have been interesting. We would have Polly B and Rexy with 9. Ooh, but yeah, that didn't happen. But a special mention to Polly B, who was really, really fast, but didn't make it. Congratulations to everyone who took part. Thank you very much for playing. Take my quiz. Who knows? What will happen, if we'll have this game again or not. But next week, for sure, Say My Name is back. with another different edition. Say My Name this time will be a bit shorter than usual, because Say My Name, because the show, because actually the Manic Mini show will probably end before we get to 8 weeks. So we'll have probably 6 weeks of Say My Name, and, you know, a prize at the end as usual. This last edition of Say My Name will see a bigger prize, though. Bigger prize than usual. We usually have money or something. Maybe this time we'll have both. Something and money. Jamie says, can we forget Say My Name and stick with the quiz? Okay, so I'm gonna do... Let's try this way then. So let's see. So would you like to have like 6 weeks of Take My Quiz? And this with this current format, and see who gets more points at the end, who gets the most points, and that person will win a very big prize? Or would you rather have Say My Name for 6 weeks? Let me know. And during this week, until the next show, I will think about it, and I'll tell you next week what happens. Okay, so let me know. Say My Name for 6 weeks, or Take My Quiz for 6 weeks. Tell me what you think in Discord and Twitter and everything. Hashtag bring back Say My Name, says Veritex. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, this is all the time we have for this week's show. Thank you very much for joining me. A very big thank you again to Matt from Pixel Pusher, who came on the show to talk Crypt of Dracula. Don't forget to check it out at cryptofdracula.co.uk. Also, big thank you to A Winner Is You for another edition of Memories of Sega. Edition number 47. That's amazing. Thank you very much. And a big, 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 huge thank you to everyone who listened to us live or who downloaded the podcast. So if you downloaded the podcast, thank you very much as well. Thank you for the support, for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Don't forget, there are loads more shows on Radio Sega. Next one should be The Hidden Palace this Wednesday at 10 p.m. UK time. So don't forget to check that out at radiose.ga/shows. That's where you can see all of our live shows, the schedule for all of our live shows. And the Manic Monday show will be back on Monday as per usual. And it's this year's edition of the Manic Monday Show versus E3. Usually we're on during the Ubisoft conference. Is it the same this year? I have no clue, because I haven't looked at the calendar, at the schedule. Is it the Ubisoft conference at the same time as Say My Name? As the Manic Monday Show? Maybe! I have no clue. So if you'd rather listen to me instead of paying attention to E3, come back next week at 8 p.m. UK time with another episode of the Manic Monday Show. I will leave you with a track from last year's Radio Sega album. Radio Sega presents Collision Theory. I've played this many times, but I never get tired of this. This is amazing. It's a great track. This is 24/7 with All Your Mercs Are Belong to Us. I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye!
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.